This is the Talon Marks Campus News Hour on WPMD On The Net, bringing you what's happening and who's happening on the campus of Cerritos College. Here are your hosts, Tito Benavides and Enrique Rivera.
Today is November 16th, 2011. Welcome to Talon Marks Campus News Hour on WPMD.org On The Net, bringing you Cerritos College news and information campus-wide. I'm your host and Campus News Hour Director, Tito Benavides.
I'm Staff Writer Enrique Rivera.
And I'm Staff Writer Paola Perez.
Good morning, Falcons.
Faculty members from schools such as Cal State Dominguez Hills, Agassiz University, Concordia University, and Academy of Art University were present at Cerritos College on November 10th to speak about their programs to interested students. Concordia University Transfer Counselor Jose Hernandez hopes to try to promote the next step for the students attending Cerritos. Staff Writer Enrique Rivera reporting.
Raul Moreno, and I work for the New School of Architecture and Design as a field representative.
Can you give me specifics of what you guys are trying to promote here?
It's a school of architecture, and we're trying to promote our programs. In addition to architecture, we also offer programs in digital media art, multimedia, construction management, landscape architecture, and also we've just added a brand new master's of construction management along with our architecture degrees that are on the master's and undergraduate level.
All right, what are the requirements to transfer?
To transfer, you would need to have a minimum GPA of a 2.5 or above, provide all transcripts, personal statement, essay, or letter of intent. There's a short interview that you would need to provide, and in some cases they'll require a basic portfolio of your work.
For students who are interested and didn't get to catch you here, where could they go? Is that like a website or contact?
Definitely. They can go to our website, and that's newschoolarch.edu. And they can visit the website anytime or attend an open house, which is held once a month at our campus.
Stephanie Johnston, and I'm an outreach representative for the Academy of Art University out of San Francisco.
All right, well, tell me some specifics of what you guys are trying to promote here.
Well, we're just sharing about our different programs, the different degrees we offer, and things like that. Our university has 18 different degrees in art and design.
What would you say is your school's best programs?
They're all very strong, in their own right. I'd probably say our largest programs are going to be fashion, animation, game design, and film. But exceptional programs in all.
What are some of the requirements to transfer?
There are no minimum requirements for our school, so just whenever a student is ready to transfer, we do rolling admission spring, summer, and fall, so they can do it anytime.
Okay, for students who didn't get to catch you here, is there like a contact information or a website where they could go to learn more about the transfer process?
Sure, it's www.academyart.edu.
Jose Hernandez, Concordia University, Irvine.
What are the specifics of what you guys trying to promote in here?
You know what? We are trying to promote the next step for most of the people attending here in Cerritos that are looking to go and finish their, get a bachelor's somewhere. So we're different options and different universities in which you can go to and then finish your bachelor's degree and potential master's after that also.
For students interested, what are the best programs in the school?
In our school, we have a very strong business program. We have we produce a lot of teachers, and also our exercise science program is actually really good now. But we offer all different types of liberal arts, which are all very competitive academically.
What are some of the requirements to transfer to your school?
For transfer students, 2.3 minimum GPA. And that's pretty much it, 2.3 minimum GPA. With 2.5 and above, you are eligible for some merit type of financial aid. And then, obviously, with a FAFSA and different financial aids, institutional aids could come later also.
What do you hope the students to get out of this event?
The different options. You know, I know a lot of people know the popular names or the state schools, but for them to weigh their options in terms of the different types of educational opportunities that they are, particularly private schools. So now, these days, with impaction and different things going on in private institutions, private schools are a good option and not that different financially in order to continue their education and complete it.
For students who are more interested and didn't get to come here and visit you, where could they go?
Well, they can go to www.cui.edu, and we just revamped our website, and it has nice stories and good explanation on what our university is all about.
For Vietnam veteran Tom Tislow, Veterans Day is a time to recognize the men and women who served the country in the military. Tislow was one of several people who took part in the Veterans Day celebration on Thursday at the Hill. News editor Anthony Hodge reporting.
Tom Jackson, retired faculty member and currently the president of the Board of Trustees, Cerritos College.
First of all, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. I'm a veteran, and so I respect what all of our veterans are doing for the United States and for the world, as a matter of fact. So it's a very important day.
How did you enjoy the ceremony?
It was great, especially the singer. Yeah, she's really good. I believe she's a student, and I don't know if she's a veteran or not, but she, I believe, is a student here at Cerritos College.
Why do you feel it's important to recognize the veterans in at Cerritos College?
Oh, I think it's very important. Anything we can do for veterans, I mean, they're putting their life on the line for us every day over in foreign countries, and the least we can do is to recognize their gifts to the United States.
My name is Xiao Su. I am the Student Veterans Club President for Cerritos College.
What does Veterans Day mean to you?
Veterans Day means to me really the celebration of, I guess, the other part of our lives after the military. Essentially, for most of us that started early in the military, after leaving the military, being a veteran means going to school, means getting a good job, means just starting life new in something that, you know, most of us are still trying to get used to this day. So celebrating Veterans Day really is to celebrate all the living veterans that are here today with us, and for those that aren't with us, there's another day set aside for them. It's Memorial Day, but yet we still celebrate, you know, overall in general, it's just everybody that was in the military, for those that serve, and still even for those currently serving right now.
Why is it important for Cerritos to celebrate Veterans Day?
Well, it's important for Cerritos College to celebrate Veterans Day because last time I checked, I believe there was close to 400 students here that are actually veterans. So it's whether it be young or old, there's a lot of veterans that come to the school. So Cerritos College needs to recognize that we need to support those that are coming to school here that are the veterans, and basically just to tell the people, hey, we haven't forgotten about you guys.
So how did you like today overall?
Today overall, I mean, it was great. We had, you know, a lot of speakers that were really, really inspiring, such as Matt Lorscheider, Nancy Montgomery. Also, we had the Congresswoman Grace Napolitano here. And so, I mean, it was great overall. Nice day out. So it was, you know, a lot of people here and just really inspiring day.
Like to say anything else about it?
Well, I just take a time out to thank all the veterans that are out there, and also for those that are currently serving, and then for those that who have served and lost their lives and are not here with us today, just want to say thank you.
Tom Tislow, I drive a truck for Superior Grocers.
Are you a veteran yourself?
Yes, sir, Vietnam veteran.
What does a Veterans Day mean to you?
It's a time for us to recognize those that have served the country. Especially now that we're in a conflict, in a war with war on terror. And it's time to recognize those that have sacrificed, served their country, and pay our respects to them whenever we see them, and let them know that we are proud of them, and we appreciate their sacrifices for our country, for our way of life. We wouldn't have it if it wasn't for the veterans.
Why do you feel that it's important for Cerritos College to celebrate Veterans Day?
Well, especially for the young
young generation coming up, that they understand that it's the freedom is just not given to them freely. That we have to fight for it. And as long as there's tyranny and evil, demonic people in the world, there's always going to be a war, and we're always going to have to fight for our freedom and our way of life.
How did you enjoy the ceremony?
I thought it was very nice, and for me, being from another generation, it's very humbling to be here with the young warriors, and because, believe it or not, I was their age when I was in Vietnam, so it's like going full circle, you know, it's coming back around, you know, but it gives me, it's makes me feel very humble to be here with them and to be a part of the program. So,
yeah. So what was your favorite part about the ceremony?
The whole ceremony itself, to all involved, to see some of these younger warriors taking control and talking, you know, showing their patriotism toward their country and sharing it with their co-students, that it's very heartwarming to see.
Spanish Network Univision is offering scholarships for first-generation college students in the Hispanic community. Administered by Hispanic Scholarship Fund, the scholarship will provide financial aid for outstanding students who qualify. Staff writer Lucia Sarabia reporting.
This is Lucia Sarabia reporting for Telemarks, and I have
Gail Aquino.
So are you familiar with the Univision scholarship program for Latinos?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about it?
I think it's great.
How can you benefit from a program like this?
Well, coming from, you know, a background where nobody went to college, it gives me an opportunity to, you know, open the doors more, you know, and expand, you know, whatever I want to do, and, you know, back it up with other stuff if whatever major I'm taking is not working out. But I just think it's a great program.
Do you have any family members or friends that can also benefit from this program?
Yes, I do. I have a few cousins that are going to school, community college, and are struggling. Some dropped out, but I think with this program, they'd be able to bounce back and get in it and finish up school.
Are you a first-generation college student?
Yes, I am.
So this could definitely help you out? Like, you can get a scholarship with Univision?
Definitely. Yeah, I think, yeah, it will.
Juan Lopez, undecided.
Have you heard about Univision offering a scholarship program for Latinos?
No.
Okay, well, they're offering a scholarship program for Latinos for 1 year, which is $5,000. It's for first-time college students, first-generation college students. Would you be interested in something like this?
For free money, yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Pretty good.
How do you think that you can benefit from something like this?
I could use the money to help with my education and, you know, books and backpacks and utensils and, you know, classroom supplies.
Yeah.
And pay off some of the classes.
Do you have any family members or friends that can benefit from some, like, a program like this, from a scholarship like this?
Oh, yeah. Family.
Yeah?
And friends.
Are you a first-time generation college student?
I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you.
Gabriel Ochoa, and for accounting.
Are you familiar with Univision?
No, I'm not.
The network, Univision, the Spanish?
Yeah, Channel 34, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Univision is offering a scholarship program for Latinos. I don't know if you're a first-generation college student.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're offering a scholarship program for first-generation college students and Latinos.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is, it's like for a whole year, it's $5,000, and you have to have like a GPA of 3.0, and be involved in or have a history of extracurricular activities, attend a community college or university. And basically, how do you feel about this?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
You know, yeah.
How do you think you could benefit from something like this?
Just study hard, work.
Yeah. Do you have any family members or friends that can benefit from a scholarship like this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, my cousin and everybody. Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel as a first-generation college student?
It feels good, you know. You have the chance to learn and not work, just learning to get my career and everything.
So this would definitely be something you would be interested in?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Daisy Zambrano, my major is in culinary arts.
Okay, are you familiar with Univision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Univision is offering a scholarship program for Latinos. They require you to have a 3.0 GPA, be a first-generation college student, history of extracurricular activities. How do you feel about this?
I think it's those people who, because they always discriminate the Latinos, so I feel like it's a good opportunity. So
how do you think you can benefit from something like this?
Getting the in majors that you will want.
Yeah.
In, so.
Do you have any family members or friends that can also benefit from a scholarship like this?
Yeah, my aunt. She wants to go back to school, so maybe if I tell her about this, maybe she...
Yeah, the scholarship is offered to students who attend community college or university, so it definitely, like, if she enrolls in school within the next year, she could definitely qualify for some for a scholarship, you know? Are you a first-generation college student?
Second.
Second generation? How do you feel?
It's weird here, but I like it, though. Like, my sister helps me out, because she's here, too.
How do you feel as a second-generation college student?
No pressure at all.
It's no
pressure? That, if I want to get into what I want, then go for it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I'm Lorena Solorzano, majoring in English.
Are you familiar with Univision?
Yes.
Do you know that Univision is offering a scholarship program for Latinos who are enrolled in a community college or university and are first-generation college students?
No, I wasn't.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. They're offering a scholarship program for Latinos. It's going to be for a year worth $5,000. How do you feel about this?
I think that's really good. I think it helps to motivate more Latinos to stay in college or go to school.
How can you benefit from this?
Well, if I can apply, then I think I'll be able to get help, and it'll make it a lot easier to go to university.
Yeah. Do you have any other family members or friends that can also benefit from this?
Yeah, I have cousins that are going to school. They're first generation.
Are you first generation college student?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a big deal for me since, you know, no one in the family has gone to college, so I'm sort of setting the example for the rest of the family, for the little kids.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really big deal. I kind of like it.
Juan Gonzalez, and I'm a liberal studies major.
Okay, are you familiar with Univision?
Yes.
Okay, Univision is offering a scholarship program for Latinos who are first-generation college students. You have... The requirements are like a 3.0 to 4.0 GPA, have completed high school, attend a community college or university. How do you feel about this?
I think it's good because, you know, anything to help out the Latinos, and it's good to see them helping, you know, a Latino television station helping out their own and promote them going to college.
Could you benefit from something like this?
Yeah.
How can you benefit?
Well, because, you know, I live out here by myself, actually, so any money I could use or I could get would be very beneficial.
Do you have any family members or friends that can also benefit from a scholarship?
Yeah, my brother, he's actually going to college, too.
Yeah.
And he's younger than me. He probably could definitely use it.
Are you a first-generation college student?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Proud about it. But at the same time, kind of like, how come my parents weren't able to do it? But more proud than anything.
Well, one of the good things about that is that the scholarship that Univision is offering also is one of the requirements. You have to be like a first-generation college student, so that's definitely something you could take advantage of.
Cool.
This week's Free Speech Zone takes a look at the right for Cerritos College professors to protest what they deem to be unfair practices.
Staff writers Alejandra Ayala and Lucia Sarabia reporting.
Jason Kwan.
What's your major?
Transportation design.
So the question is, do instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
Yeah.
If you could give me something more than, yeah, like, why do you think so?
Because they have to teach there, and they for them to teach efficiently, I think they have to have like the right conditions, so yeah, they can protest for the conditions they want.
Aaron Kim, Business Administration.
So do instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
Yeah, I think they also got, you know, a lot more to gain because, you know, that's their livelihood, that's their job. You know, we're just looking for our jobs right now. We're just fighting for our right to get the majors we want, but that's the job they're going to stay in, so that's their livelihood, that's their family.
Zubaida Yasmin, my major is child development.
So do you believe that instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
Yeah, of course, because not all instructors are right, so you should have your own right to speak to them. you know, they are not always right. So, yeah.
I'm Scott Fleming, and my major is undecided.
So, do you believe that instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because they work, yeah, oh my god, I have no idea what I'm saying. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's like, do instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
Yeah, that's yeah, I believe they do.
Okay, my name is Brittany Correa, and I'm majoring in theater arts.
So, do instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
What do you mean?
Well, like, do you believe that they have as much of a right to protest their rights as much as students do?
Well, yeah, everyone should be equal in what they have to say and their opinions.
Abraham Rivera, and psychology major.
Okay, so do instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
Yes, I think they do. They have rights because they're the ones in charge of them during the classrooms. I don't know, I'm not into politics.
No, I'm sorry.
Martin Martinez.
Okay, and your major?
Yeah. Psychology.
Okay, so do instructors have as much right to protest their rights as students do?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, students should have rights too. But, probably the instructors probably have a lot of rights than students. Everybody has a right, everyone should have a right, whether instructor or student.
Flash Khan and psychology.
Do instructors have the right to protest their rights as students? No.
Yes, they do, because they're human beings as well. Just because they're professors does not mean that they have to seclude themselves. They have every right to show what they believe in and express how they feel about certain things.
Feel the beat.
It's what's happening, who's happening at Cerritos College, and why.
Feel the beat. The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
It's what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're watching and listening to.
Feel the beat. The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
It's your school, your town, your world, your life. Read about it in the Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
Feel the beat. The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com. The beat of Cerritos College.
Residents of Southern California can now register online for the more than 500 courses available through Cerritos College's Community Education Center. The Community Education Center offers fee-based, non-credit classes in professional development, business, personal enrichment, and health. The center also offers various theme camps for youngsters and sightseeing tours. As part of the Community Education Center, the Applied Technology Education Center also offers hands-on training to community residents to help keep their computer skills up to date. Through the online registration, customers can pay with their Visa or MasterCard and be assured their transactions are safe. To find out more about the programs and classes being offered at the Community Education Center, give them a call at 562-467-5050, extension 2521. A message brought to you by WPMD, where people make a difference. Cerritos College, Norwalk.
Commissioner for Student Services David Aguirre is leading a group of students that wish to impeach Associated Students of Cerritos College President Jasmine Ramirez and Vice President Julian Del Rio Calleros. The desired impeachment process is a result of alleged failures on behalf of Ramirez administration to job issues such as suicide prevention and her initiative to have more students athletes involved in student government, which Aguirre believes are taking the place for more pressing issues. Online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.
So I'm here with Jasmine Ramirez, student body president. So, Jasmine, basically, was it about an impeachment process of the president, vice president, or what do you think was personal? What do you think that whole thing was about?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't think he said if it was just for me or for himself, for the vice president as well. But, you know, I think a lot of the wording, you know, has a huge thing to do with any statement you make. And to say, you know, that it was the moment to criticize myself and Julian, and basically saying, it was sort of like an ultimatum, I felt, which can be taken like a threat. And I don't know necessarily what the intentions were to publicly say that at a meeting where we were meant to be productive. But, you know, I think I would have felt a lot better if we had discussed the problems and the issues before getting to this point. Because I don't feel like, even to this point, I know how he wants me to fix whatever it is that I'm doing wrong. So, you know, and then I don't I don't know, this is going to be very interesting, because I feel like, you know, one thing he did say was he wanted me to put more things on my plate. And like I said, I have a huge problem with time management right now, because I'm constantly here at, on campus. Like, I'm either at work, or I'm here in the office, or I'm in class, or in the, I'm in the library trying to study. And it's going to be, I don't know, you know, I'm not too sure where this is going to take us.
It seems like you have a lot of support from other members. Do you think this is something that other people feel, or do you think this is him and his group?
You know, I don't know who his group is, to be honest. I apologize for that, but nobody else has come forward. You know, the times I've talked to him, you know, one thing he kept saying was that I didn't want to compromise, but if I don't know what we're compromising on, I can't compromise. To me, that was an issue that I didn't get to address, but I don't know. I'm not sure if anybody else feels like there's an issue that needs to be addressed, because I haven't received anything from anyone.
About the issues that he brought forward, about the things that you have priority with right now, do you feel that he has a point there? Or do you feel that the things, like I believe it was the suicide prevention and those type of things, do you feel that those are serious enough that you need to stick to?
You know, and it's funny, because somebody pointed out that his job is to work with Student Health Services. So he would be the one to be promoting awareness on campus. So I would basically be delegating that job to him. And I'm one of those people that if somebody comes into my life and touches me with, you know, whether it be breast cancer or whether it be a veteran or suicide prevention, you know, one of our very own students passed away to suicide. And so to me, that is an issue, and I don't think I will ever stop making sure that our students are aware, because that was a student on campus. That wasn't just anybody. That was one of our students. And it's really sad that not many people know that at the beginning of the year, one of our very own students passed away to suicide here in Cerritos. People should know about that. You know, one of our students actually had said a few things on Facebook regarding that personal. And I saw it, and I was like, you know, this is a red flag, and I contacted the correct people for it. But I just want the students to know that if they see something that, you know, whether it be suicide, whether it be one of their friends is drunk driving, whether it be going to get checked for breast cancer, going, you know, like one thing right now, baseball. The baseball team made me aware of Movember for the men's cancer. And I know most of them are growing out their mustaches, and to me that's awesome. Like, what better way for us to be involved in our community and saying, like, we're taking a stand on this, you know? Like, I couldn't be happier with that.
How do you feel about the accusations itself?
You know, he had come in and let me know that they were going to go before Senate to let them know, you know, the things that were wrong, which I again, expressed that I wish I knew what was wrong, and how to fix it. Because, I mean, for me, you know, there are so many things that come up on a daily basis that we need to add to the platform, not just of what we have. You know, budget transparency was not on my platform when I started, and I've realized now, with all the work that I've done and all the questions and research, that there needs to be budget transparency. So now I have directed my focus to that. And to be sort of blindsided by this, and sort of all our work up to now, all the times I work during the weekends when I shouldn't have, and it just feels like it's not going to be as strong. You know, I don't feel like he gave me that chance to say, like, this is what we found. Now it's just going to be like, oh, she's doing this because he, you know, basically told her that he was going to impeach her. And to me, you know, that is politics. And, you know, I think for me, one of the things, the major things was that I knew that I didn't have to reappoint him to that position. But I interviewed him, which, you know, hadn't been done before. We hadn't interviewed our commissioners before, and I interviewed him. I made a choice, and I had known from past presidents that it might cause some problems, but I interviewed him and I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And the commissioners are here to advise me. I don't feel at this point that I'm being advised by him. So I think there need to be necessary steps taken in the right direction for the team. And I don't feel like basically saying I'm leading everyone blind, folded, you know, is what I, where I want to be at. I don't feel like I need to answer to him, I guess. You know, I feel like I need to answer to the students, and if that includes, you know, maybe sending our commissioners out to every department, you know, then that can be done. But I don't feel that it should be one person whose group has gone unnamed and unidentified should have complete power over what it is I'm doing, because I do work a lot.
Do you feel at all betrayed, Jasmine? I mean, seeing as your work ethic and how hard you work, do you feel at all betrayed that this is what this has all come to?
I do. I mean, I feel like I was caught off guard. I feel like I've just been tackled by a football player. That's what I feel like. I was telling Brandon Davidson. You know, I'm very calm. It caught me off guard, but to be supported and backed up by a veteran, I was so honored. You know, these are men and women that go out and fight for me on a daily basis, and to have a veteran just, like, stick up for me. I mean, I feel undefeatable, to be honest. Definitely feel a little betrayed, but I feel far more honored to be supported by the veterans.
Jasmine, do you feel that these accusations can hinder the progress that you guys are making?
Definitely. I definitely think so. I think that it's a waste of our time, because we could have been discussing what we could have done to make it better, you know, as opposed to, like, why it's so bad. Like, we could have said, you know, we could have laid out the problems. He could have come with a list of problems and said, these are the problems we need to address. And we could have said, okay, let's address these problems right now, open discussion. But it just became a criticism party, basically, and we're not being productive now.
Talent Mark students. A news story should be like a miniskirt on a pretty woman. Long enough to cover the subject, but short enough to be interesting.
A busy turnout at the Cerritos College All Majors Fair on November 15th provided faculty members and department representatives a chance to speak one-on-one with students who wanted to know information on a specific major. The fair gave students who are undecided in majors to have an inside look at the various majors that are offered. Staff writer Rosaura Montes reporting.
Andy Calero.
Your major?
Cosmetology.
Your position?
I'm a hairstylist, makeup artist.
You're vice president of the cosmetology club?
Yes, I am the vice president.
Do you think that this department, cosmetology, is difficult to pursue?
Not at all. People who think that cosmetology is hard is not hard at all. It's just, as long as you have some sort of art form, some sort of artistic form, I think you're going to do very well in this department.
So what are the benefits of students if they major in this?
I mean, like I said, they teach you anywhere from hair cutting, hair coloring. They even show you how to do manicures, makeup. So pretty much, you know, you get all the techniques and all the fundamentals that you need to know in order to go out and start your own career as becoming a hairstylist and makeup artist. This is a very fun place to be at. I mean, if you're wanting, considering in cosmetology, I think this is one of the best courses that I think somebody could pursue.
Aurora Segura. I'm a counselor at the Disabled Student Center.
Here at Cerritos?
Here at Cerritos.
What can you tell me about this department?
We help students with disabilities with anything they might need in order to succeed here, like accommodations, so that they can do well in their program. If they need, for example, if they're in a wheelchair and they need access to an elevator, we give them the key to an elevator or whatever they need to be able to access that. If they're learning disabled, for example, we can give them assistance with note-taking and other support services. If they're visually impaired, we can do braille. We do a lot of taping of material and large print, things like that. Whatever they need in order to succeed in their programs.
So, how you doing? What does the person need to do to be part of this department, you know, to help out? Like, what do they need to do?
Like, you mean like a student volunteer or
well, like a person who wants to be part of this, like major in it or anything?
Oh, okay. If the student's trying to be part of the program, we would need to verify their disability to make sure that they have a disability, like records from a doctor
or we do testing if it's, let's say, learning disability to assess learning capacity, capabilities. And then they simply apply, and then, you know, they're found eligible.
Cool. So what does it take for a student here at Cereals or anywhere else to be an employee?
It depends on the position that they're applying for. For example, if they're going to be a counselor like myself, you need a master's degree. If you're going to be an office clerk or assistant, you just need to qualify for those for that position, like maybe typing skills, writing, math test, things like that. You don't need a degree. It depends on what position you're applying for. Most of our positions, if they're dealing with counseling students, will require a master's degree.
I'm Shannon Estrada.
Your position here?
Reentry Resource Specialist.
Okay, so you're the coordinator here?
Yes.
Why is the Majors Fair here today?
Pretty much just to give the students an opportunity to come out and, you know, talk to the faculty, ask any questions that they have about any of the majors, you know, that they might be considering. This is sort of their chance to actually speak to the faculty or people who actually know, you know, the answers to the questions, and also just to find out information about different career paths. You know, what can you do with a major in English, or, you know, any of the other majers that are out here.
Are you excited that students are coming here?
Yes. Totally excited. We had a really good turnout last year. You know, we had just shy of about 300 students who came through. We kind of guesstimate that on how many students fill out the surveys, but it was a pretty good turnout last year, so I'm hoping for the same.
What can you tell me about the surveys?
The surveys, that's pretty much for students to let us know what they think about the fair. You know, give us suggestions if they have suggestions about how to make it better, you know, for them, because it's for them. So we want them to, you know, we want to get their input and see what they think. And if they fill out a survey, then they can get a raffle ticket to win any of the prizes listed on the poster up there.
So why are you excited that students are coming this time, you know, this time around?
I mean, I guess just every time I'm kind of excited that they come, but okay, I mean, you know, just that students are interested and excited, you know, to actually be able to speak to the faculty and learn about these majors.
Was it an easy process to put this all together?
It's not that hard, you know, it's just a lot of coordination. I've coordinated a lot of events over the years, so it was pretty easy. You know, just a matter of contacting everybody and trying to get everybody to come out. But yeah, no, it's fun.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I hope it's a successful event. I hope the students are as interested as they were last year and more so. You know, we just encourage them to come out and ask questions.
Okay. And your name is?
Lola Guimont.
And your major?
Is cosmetology.
And your position here?
I'm the president of cosmetology department.
Cool. So what is your department going to be demonstrating here for the All Majors Fair?
We're going to be giving free hand and arm massages, and also free eyebrow arching and eyeshadows, just the spring colors.
Well, I think it's a good idea for the department to demonstrate that here.
We're just showing everybody that cosmetology, it's not about just, you know, playing with each other's hair or anything. We're doing a lot of other things, like facials. So we learn skin care and also manicure and pedicure and acrylics. So it's just all around everything, hair, makeup, facials, nails. So it's a good program. It's a very good program.
What does it take to be in this program?
I guess just the want, the desire to want to make people beautiful or more beautiful than they already are. So,
why do you think it's a good idea that this department is here for in the fair?
I think it's good for just the economy, you know, because it's kind of doing a little bit like slow right now, but you always have a job, you know. Women always want to get their hair done and their nails, so that's why I came in here.
Cool. Any else you want to add?
Just that it's a really great school. I took my manicuring license somewhere in Orange. I went to a school in Orange, and I find that the cosmetology department here at Cerritos is just, it's an awesome program. It really is.
Thad Zabo.
Your position here?
I'm a faculty member with the physics and astronomy department.
Cool. So I hear you have a telescope. Can you tell me about it?
So yeah, this is an 8-inch reflecting telescope. Our department has 12 of these. And if you take the Astro 105 lab, then you get to learn how to use it for looking at the planets, the moon. If you take the daytime class, the sun. as well as learning about the properties of planets, stars, and just the workings of the universe in general.
Are you glad that this department is out here in the fair?
So, it's good to represent our department here. So I figure it's nice to bring something that people can get a real feel for what we do by getting a chance to look at the sun through one of the telescopes we have here.
The Army, the Los Angeles Police Department, and small and big businesses were part of the job fair on Wednesday at Cerritos College Library sidewalk. The events attracted students and those from the community. Staff writer Sri Ramanathan reporting.
My name is Andrea Biggers. I'm a financial services representative, branch supervisor for California Credit Union's Downey branch.
Can you please tell me why you are here today at the job fair?
We were invited to come to the job fair from another representative at a business expo two weeks ago. And we do have open positions right now, so we're just getting the word out so those can apply if they're interested.
So what sort of open positions are they for students?
Right now we have available that are for students would be our part-time MSR, which is a teller position, or our financial services, which is the platform sales rep positions, depending if they have the experience.
Provided they have the experience, or you provide the experience?
They would have, if they're going to go from to the FSR position, the financial services representative position, they would have to have that experience coming in, as well as the teller position. If they don't have that experience, and then they may start out the MSR position. But there's always training.
It's always training. Good. Can you tell me, is this your first time here? Your organization?
It's our first time here as an organization.
So are you having a lot of response?
Yes, we are actually. It's really good.
You have a cap on your employment.
So this is pretty much the agenda.
How many people you are expecting?
Behind that,
how many vacancies?
Right now we have 11 positions available.
Right. How many vacancies do you have so far?
11.
Does it mean that it's time to close down?
No, we're going to stay until the end to get more of a response.
Right. Have you got to say in your own words, when students apply, what you are particularly looking for?
If they have customer service experience, cash handling experience, but we let them know that what we have available as a position, also other products and services, that we're a full service bank, so they'll know like the full round of what we offer.
Okay, thank you very much.
My name is Christian Garcia. I work for the Employment Development Department, and I have a couple different positions. One of them is the marketing representative for the region, the LA region. I also work with the veterans, and I'm pretty much wear a lot of hats in the office. Usually when we attend the job fairs, we're here to provide a service to the individuals, to the people that attend. We're here to inform them about the employment development services and programs that they're not aware of, and we also refer them with services where we can help them find jobs. We're not necessarily here hiring, however, we explain the process so they can eventually apply on their own, and we when they come to our offices, we can offer them job leads and job referrals.
How are you paid?
We're paid by salary. Monthly.
By whom?
Oh, we're state employees.
I see. So you would not charge the students for the service?
No, we do not. No, it's all free.
Now, typically, what sort of students benefit from you? For example, from a subject perspective like psychology, maths, science, what sort of students would benefit from your service?
Me, for example, I used to be in the finance industry, so I have an accounting background and administrative business admin. So when you apply for state services, you can benefit from any type of education. There's nothing specific, especially when we do job referrals for you. We work with different businesses, so we have lots of, of course, depending on the economy, the industries that are growing, you'll have more opportunities, for example, in the medical field, technology, as opposed to manufacturing. So that just depends.
Now, have you been at Cerritos College before?
Yes, I've been here the last 3 years.
So what is your intake for students who join you, and what is your rate of success for them finding employment?
That's hard to track, only because sometimes when they do contact the office, they don't always tell us that they met us here at the Cerritos Job Fair. But I would say people that come into our office, we have a good success rate once if we actually sit down and plan it, sit down and create a plan for you to get you employment. I would say we have a good success rate. I couldn't tell you a percentage per se, but I would say we are pretty successful.
Now, what have you got to say to the students in your own words? If they want to benefit from your services, what have you got to say to them?
I think just don't be afraid to contact us for services. We are a state agency. Everything is free. We're here to assist you in this economy. It's important to network, and one of the ways that you find employment is through networking, whether it's with us, because we work with businesses, or your colleagues, other students, your teachers. Just make sure that don't be afraid to contact any services that are available.
Your name is Gaston Gray.
Gaston Gay? Yes.
Can you please tell me, is this your first time at Central's College, your display?
No, sir. We are here annually, and we participate in a lot of their career centers activities.
So what sort of intake you take from Cerritos College on average with regard to employment?
Well, we're not here in a to recruit for employment. We're here to offer our displaced workers education and skills upgrades. So I'm here talking to people to help them if they need their computer skills upgraded or they want to change careers.
So actually you are promoting your own services. You're not offering employment, is it right?
That's correct.
Very good.
That's correct.
So if anyone wants employment, that's a separate section they should contact?
And I've talked to a lot of people. I was just talking to this gentleman next to you that our district offices are just right up the street on 166 in Cerritos. And also they can go online to abcusd.education.edu and take a look at what's available through our school district on their website.
My name is Marilyn, and I'm with United Ventures Group. That's the name of the company, but we have several business divisions. We have the instant tax service, we have the college shipping and business services, and then we also have the home health side of the business. We're
so
here for the job fair.
You have three businesses under the same umbrella?
Yes, and they're the same one, owned with
now,
one company.
Which one is more lucrative?
Well, I would say, you mean like in the business side of it?
No, you have three businesses.
Yes.
Which one pays you more?
They all pay more. They all pay depending on the kind of client and the months of the year. Because for tax, it's only seasonal.
Now,
and then the rest are year-round.
Are you hiring students?
We are hiring students. We're hiring them for a commission-based, but it's great for students because the position that we have is great for students because it's very flexible. They can work it around their schedule. They don't need to come in 8 to 5, and they can work as much as they want and as little as they want.
Right. Now, what sort of employment can the students expect from you?
We have a couple openings for tax repairers. We have a couple of openings for insurance agents. We have a couple of openings for the other business services that we offer.
So certain jobs like insurance services, would you expect a minimum qualification at entry level?
For the insurance, the only thing with insurance is that the state of California even requires you to be licensed to be able to offer it. But once you're licensed, then you can go out and work. And as I said, since it's flexible time, you can work as much as you want and as little as you want. You don't need to come in 8 to 5, which is, I think, the best for students.
So except for insurance, the other two careers, there is no entry-level qualification, is there?
Very minimum. There are, yeah. Except for the tax preparer, you have to be a registered tax preparer, but it's less than the insurance side.
My name is Star Salido, and I work for Mercedes-Benz Home Inc.
Now, what are you expecting from your show today?
To get potential applicants and need to hire at least 25 people.
So what sort of position is available to the students?
Direct support professional is working with persons with developmental disabilities in residential homes.
So what sort of qualification, the basic qualification you expect for this sort of job?
You have to have high school diploma or a GED, driver's license, auto insurance, ability to speak, read, and write in English, 6 months experience, and a criminal background clearance.
If students want to apply, do they apply here or do they go online?
They have to apply in person at the office.
You are expecting a lot of students applying today?
Yes, we hope so. Yes.
You already had many inquiries?
Yes, we have.
Good. Thank you.
My name is Terry Lopez. I'm the Director of Career and Assessment Services.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, can you tell me what's so special about the event today?
Several things. Today's event is local area employers who are here promoting their company as well as promoting the job opportunities that they have available for students and the community members. There's a variety of everything from part-time jobs to part-time, full-time jobs, seasonal type of jobs. What I think makes today's event so special is we have our regular job placement specialist retired in June, and when it came to the decision as to whether or not we would put today's event on, our part-time staff, who are all students, decided that they wanted to coordinate the event and still maintain it. So what I am proud of my staff about is that today's event is fully student-coordinated for students.
Now, can you tell me what sort of improvement you are expecting from last year?
We do have more employers than we did this time last year. Slight, you know, the economy in LA County is, or the job market in LA County is still kind of rough. It's over 12% unemployment rate. And so just to see a few more companies participating this semester, it's rewarding for the students because we know that that's that many more companies that are here looking for to hire our students.
Now, out of these, who are the regulars?
Well, we have Link Staffing, for example, LAPD,
ABC Unified,
State Farm. Those are some of the ones that come on a regular basis. We are having more of the community members coming by, and so we're glad that we're able to provide the service for the members of our community and bring over 35 employers to the campus so that people can just walk through and hopefully be able to talk to employers and end up with employment.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're
and
welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
Spend the 13th installment of TalentMark's Campus News Hour here on WPMD.org on the net. We thank you for listening and would like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of TalentMark's at news racks located throughout the campus. We would also like to invite you to log on to TalentMark's.com for the latest and breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the TalentMark's news staff, I'm staff writer Lucia Sarabia. Have a great day, Falcons.